The South Dakota Supreme Court has held up the 200-year sentence of Paul Dean Jensen. The prison inmate was 14 when he murdered Michael Hare in Fort Pierre 20 years ago. Jensen was sentenced to life without the possibility of parole, the only penalty available to him at the time. After the U.S. Supreme Court found mandatory life sentences for juvenile murderers to be unconstitutional, Jensen came up for a new sentence hearing in June last year. SDPB's Victoria Wicks reports this latest development in an ongoing story.
Paul Dean Jensen comes up for parole at the age of 39, but he has to apply periodically to the parole board for release, and the board could deny him until he's 116 years old. Jensen says Sixth Circuit Judge John Brown should have assured that he wouldn't be in prison for life rather than abdicating that decision to the parole board. The state Supreme Court says Brown did not abdicate his responsibilities. Brown gave Jensen two 200-year sentences to serve concurrently, and he did so after following the dictates of recent U.S. Supreme Court decisions. They offer as proof Brown's words at the time of sentencing when speaking of Jensen and his co-defendant Sean Springer.
Both of these individuals were young men of an age that the courts have said now that we need to look at that age of minority and take that into account as mitigation in terms of sentencing the individuals.
In the opinion, justices note that Brown said Jensen has shown possibility of rehabilitation and has served 20 years sufficient for retribution. But at sentencing, Brown said this.
He has a great deal yet that he needs to accomplish and to prove that he can function in society as a positive member of society.
In his appeal, Jensen says his fate should not be left up to the parole board because state law does not require that board to consider his youthful characteristics at the time of the crime. Justices respond that it's not the Supreme Court's role to legislate by opinion. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.